I'd like now to welcome to the program Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo, which is the Friday Arts supplement, Friday Arts magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us every Friday, speaking of the arts. Welcome. Hello.
Good morning. Oh, that's better.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Curtis Ullman is here. He is the artistic director of Arcos Dance Company, and you just had your opening performance last night.
We did.
So what is Arcos all about?
Arcos is Santa Fe's newest contemporary dance company. I have 21 dance members, and it is designed to create performance opportunities for Santa Fe dancers.
And so these are dancers who are what, maybe fresh out of their training?
I have some that are still training scholastically. I have dancers that are just out of college and professional dancers as well.
And so it seems like I wasn't able to go last night, but it seems like a youthful and highly energetic young company.
It is. The pieces are pretty fast-paced. That's what I like to do. Six pieces, mostly group pieces. I like to work with large groups, fill the space. So it's a real high-energy show.
You're doing all kinds of different choreography. One of them is set to The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe, and that's like the music, quote-unquote.
It is. I wanted to go with something a little bit different with this show, so I've always really liked that poem, and this one's read by Basil Rathbone, which is really amazing.
Amazing.
And so I wanted to create something a little bit more challenging using just spoken word rather than music.
And are you doing the choreography on all the pieces?
Actually, Erica Gianfrido and myself choreographed for most of the pieces collectively. There are two pieces that I set myself and one that she set herself.
Are you dancing?
I'm not. I'm just choreographing and directing.
Yeah. Are you, I mean, you're a dancer. Are you kind of hanging that up?
Yeah. I'm more interested in just choreographing now, so I've stopped dancing.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's great. Yeah. I like to be behind the scenes.
Yeah. So where and when are the performances? Is this weekend and next weekend?
This weekend and next weekend. Friday, Saturday this week, 7:30 at the Moving People Space, 1583 Pacheco Street. Next weekend, same time, 7:30, and Friday and Saturday.
And the public is welcome to check out this new dance company. What are your hopes? Do you want to keep this going for many years? Is it a kind of stepping stone for people to go into other companies?
Well, I'd like to eventually create a professional group out of this that travels towards the country and the world, hopefully. So possibly dividing into a young program for kids who want to continue to train and perform, and then if they want to move on to dance professionally, they can move into the next group.
Curtis Ullman is the artistic director of Arcos Dance Company, and we will see you over at the Moving People Dance Space on Pacheco Street here in Santa Fe. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Rob DeWalt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I was getting hungry on the way over here listening to the fellas from Old Windmill Dairy.
I know.
And I was like visions of, I don't know, cheese plums dancing in my head.
I know. It sounds so good. I can't wait to try their cheese.
They are. You know, it's a bummer living with someone. My partner, Jason, doesn't like goat cheese at all.
Oh, really?
So it's a bummer.
They have some cow cheese.
I know. That's what I told them. I said, you know, they have cow cheese now. So you can't cheese block me every time I go to the farmer's market. speaking of the farmer's market, I was there.
Speaking of cheese blocking.
I was there yesterday afternoon for a cooking competition, which was really, really fun. It was me and Rocky Durham and Matt Yohalam judged this Cook with the Chef competition. You know, they do these Cook with the Chef things throughout the year, and this was kind of like their big finale. So, like, Chef George Gundry from Atrisco Cafe and Chef Patrick Lambert from the Cowgirl were in competition, and they were trying to create an appetizer using green chilies and yak meat. And a secret ingredient that we got to pick, which was collard greens. And everything was really good. Everything was really good, and it was well attended.
Yak meat and collard greens,
yeah.
You can't go wrong.
The depressing thing was that I think it was one of the last, or the last, Thursday farmers markets of the season. And there weren't that many farmers market shoppers there. And Matt Romero had so much awesome stuff there.
Yeah, this is something, that's one of the reasons we wanted to talk to the guys from the old Windmill Dairy, because there are a lot of people that are there all year round, and frankly,
absolutely,
the people who are setting up their greenhouses and hoop houses and whatever they're called to grow greens all year round.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the greens you get, especially the arugula, it tastes so much better when it's grown in the farmer's market than the arugula that you buy at other locations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a cold frame
it's
at the
traveled.
House now, and we grow greens year-round. Just because it's cold enough, we can regulate the temperature a little bit more and a little bit more cheaply in the wintertime. So we grow greens and radishes and things whenever we can, really. But when it was 31 degrees below zero out there in Pecos last winter, we were eating lettuce out of the garden. So the farmer's market is year-round, and there's tons of vendors selling all kinds of delicious, yummy stuff. So you should go and check out the farmer's markets, even
Excellent.
In the winter.
Ladies and gentlemen, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
All kinds of great stuff is going on. We've got drum roll, please. We have the beginning of both the Santa Fe Film Festival and the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival.
And I am devoting not all but most of next week to that.
I want to hopefully, hint, hint, wink, wink, the powers that be will drop off some passes to the newspapers so that we can catch as many films and do post-festival coverage as well.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, but it's great. The programs are very different. They come from sort of a different perspective. And of course, the Santa Fe Film Festival is kind of reborn, as it were, with Brent Cleaver's back
and the amazing Brent Cleaver,
the amazing, incredible,
is more passionate about films than almost anybody west of the Mississippi.
I know. What I would like to do is get Brent Cleaver, and then get Jacques Peisner and David Moore of the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival,
right,
and take them out for beers and just let them go nuts.
Get a few beers into them and listen to what they say.
Let them talk about film all night long.
You know, I have to, let's just clarify something right here, right now. And that is, the Santa Fe Film Festival and the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival are two completely different entities. They are not related.
Right.
People are getting them mixed up. They're happening at the same time, but they're happening in two different places. So if it's Warehouse 21, it's the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. And if it's the Screen and the CCA, it's Santa Fe Film Festival.
Yeah.
And they're both terrific.
Yeah. I mean, the Independent Film Festival is kind of all over the map in terms of their venues because, they get a lot of support from Warehouse 21, so there's a lot of films being screened there. And they're doing a screening or two at the Lenzik, and they're doing some at the Center for Peace and Justice.
Oh, okay.
So they're all over the map. You can go to the screening start this Wednesday with a free, that's no money involved, screenings of New Mexico made shorts and the 1951 shot in New Mexico film Ace in the Hole starring Mr. Kirk Douglas.
Ah.
And that is going to be at the Santa Fe History Museum at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, October 19th. Space obviously is limited for this. But if you go to Santa Fe Independent Film Festival.com, you can find a schedule, you can figure out where the parties are, get ticket information. And then next week, which is sort of like the weekend of the Independent Film Festival and Santa Fe Film Festival, there will be coverage of both
in
the
Positempo. And I have to say, I screened three movies last night at home, and one of them is a film called Capsulas, which means capsules, and it's a film made by Guatemala's only woman director. And it's a narrative film, feature length, about some families and, how drugs get into their lives and money and family dramas and things like that. And it's a very low budget film. It is surprisingly good. I was very impressed, and I'm going to try to interview her next week.
Sweet.
From Guatemala City.
I should mention that the opening night for the Santa Fe Film Festival is Thursday, October 20th, and it features two titles, The Artist, a silent black and white movie about a silent film actor, which is supposed to be incredible.
I hear it's great.
And that's at 7 p.m. at the Screen over there at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And then that festival goes, of course, through the 23rd of October, just like the Independent Film Festival. We go to Santa Fe Film Festival.com you can find schedule and ticket information. And like I said, on the 21st, we will have major coverage of the weekend events for both film festivals.
Now, I would also like to say that for those who are thinking, oh, maybe I'll go this year, you know what? Santa Fe Film Festival, go.
Yeah.
Go this year. Go to a lot of films. They need, first of all, they're doing a very good job. They've come back from almost, what would you call
it? The brink.
The brink. And so that part is great. You know, coming back from the brink is always good, usually good. But they need the support. And so you will help next year's film festival and this year's film festival by showing up, and you won't be sorry, because these are every film I've seen so far is good.
Yeah.
There's another one called Karis's Peace, about a woman who was an actress, and she lost her short-term memory. And did you ever see that really cheesy Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler movie called 50 First Dates?
Yes.
The girl has brain damage, mm-hmm. and she meets this guy, and she likes him, and they like each other, and the next day she doesn't remember who he is.
Yeah.
This is a real-life example of that. She has a brain tumor, and after the operation, she can remember her entire past, but nothing. She can't retain information.
She can't recycle recent thoughts.
Yeah, so if she meets you, she'll meet you 10 minutes later, and she doesn't know who you are.
Oh, wow.
But she'll know everybody from her childhood or from her student days or from her acting days. It's a very moving documentary.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I should go see that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so two film festivals.
Go to their websites. Find out all the information you can about them.
Go to both of them.
Go to both of them. Honestly, film festivals, as far as I'm concerned, are a dime a dozen from a national perspective. But we're lucky to have film festivals of this caliber and of this quality in Santa Fe. So.
And if you're from out of town, come and stay over at one of our many fine hotels. Walk in the aspen trees.
Yes.
And go to films.
Dine in our restaurants and shop at our farmers markets.
It's true.
Yeah. But there is other stuff going on in Santa Fe besides the film festivals. Tons of gallery openings this week and this weekend. Well, not tons. Let's not get crazy. It's not Indian Market, for goodness sakes. But there are some things to see. Ventana Fine Art is having a show called Glorious Light, Oil and Plain Air Paintings by Barry McEwen. And there's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. tonight, and that's up through October 25th, so get on it. Darnell Fine Art over there on Canyon Road, The Journey, work by Rudy Gonzalez and Brenda Zapatel. And there's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. Tonight, and that's up through October. Throughout the week, there are different openings. There's the Canyon Road Paintout, speaking of Canyon Road. More than 150 artists working along Canyon Road. So they'll be sort of doing the plein air thing. Weather permitting, they'll be outside anyway. And there's 36 galleries are participating. It's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It lasts all day, basically. So if you just run up and down Canyon Road Saturday, and probably Sunday too, it's going to be a paint out. It's going to be nuts. Yeah. Total paint out. And
how about Luther Fest?
Luther Fest. I don't know anything about Luther Fest.
Luther Fest tomorrow.
Is that Luther Campbell from Two Life Crew?
No, it's Martin Luther.
Oh.
The guy who put the proclamations on the church door and all that stuff. But it's from 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Come eat, dance, shop, win. And so there's a Scandinavian dance troupe, Norwegian pastries, a bake sale, silent auctions, a pumpkin smashing contest.
You had me at pumpkin smashing.
German. German style lunch with bratwurst, kosher hot dogs, sauerkraut, and applesauce, homemade by Lutherans.
Oh my goodness.
And this is all happening at the Christ Lutheran Church at the Triangle of Old Pecos Trail, St. Michael's Drive, and Arroyo Chamiso. For more information, 690-9609.
Sounds like fun.
It does. The food sounds really good.
It does.
I love sauerkraut.
Norwegian pastries?
Who
with
knew?
With a side of sauerkraut? No,
I'm
all about the food there.
And they have
there.
A flea market? No. Dude, anyway.
I mean, there's not many places where you can go and get away with smashing pumpkins, so this is awesome. Do you have pumpkins yet? Do you do
no.
the pumpkin thing?
I used to. I still should.
You should.
I haven't done it for a while.
You should. Yes. You don't have to get all fancy. You don't have these little kits now.
Have you ever seen some of those pumpkins that people decorate and they're like incredible works of art?
Yeah, I used to do. I used to do that like 5 or 6 years ago, and then it just, I don't know, it lost its appeal. Because then I have these little templates that you can put on the, you tape to the pumpkin, and there's a little, like, a pointed thing where you can dot, and it's, to me, it's kind of like, it's fun for kids, but, you know, for adults, I think it's kind of cheating, you know?
Yeah, you just got to take a jackknife.
Get a bottle of gin and a butcher knife and just go nuts.
You heard it here first, ladies right. and gentlemen, how to carve
right.
a pumpkin.
There should be a disclaimer with that.
Yeah.
KSFR.
We do not.
Does neither condone nor condemn the use of butcher knives and gin in the carving of pumpkins.
And especially if you're going to do that, do it at home. Don't drink and drive.
That's right.
There you go.
Or drink and carve, really. It's probably a good idea,
Yeah,
too.
Be careful of your fingers yeah. when you've had the gin.
You know what I have an obsession with besides pumpkins, apparently, is maps.
I like maps, too.
Maps of all kinds. I mean, it's... I don't belong to AAA because I'll just go in there and clear the map racks. You know, you can go in there and you can get
yeah.
maps for all the tours.
Do
and
they still have maps?
I don't know. My partner belongs to AAA, so he...
I haven't been over there for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, every time we take a trip to Durango or Seattle or something, we get maps.
Yeah, because so many people have navigation now. Have you ever noticed nobody has a wristwatch anymore either? They just look at their cell phones. Oh, you do.
I do.
I take it all back. It's a Mickey Mouse wristwatch with those little uh-huh. fingers pointing at the...
Yeah, I've got a whole box of Mickey Mouse watches at home.
That's...
I don't even look at my what they call a phone, which does everything except really take or make really good calls. I never look at it for the time. Anyway...
I thought you were going to say make really good coffee.
No.
Doesn't
That'd be
that
cool,
either.
Though.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
You know what I saw? Somebody sent me a link. Check this out. Go on YouTube and search for Walt Disney's Salvador Dali. And they have one collaboration.
Yes.
It's that 6-minute video. It is crazy.
Yeah. Or Google Jackie Gleason's Salvador Dali. There's one for you.
No.
Yeah. He designed one of Jackie's album covers back in the day.
Cool.
Yeah. Back to maps. So I think the obsession started with Raiders of the Lost Ark. I'm not sure. There's a scene in there where there's a map, and they're looking for some kind of, I don't know, it's the Ark of the Covenant or something like that. And I just became obsessed, and I had to stop buying maps, and have since gotten rid of a lot. But there's this great lecture by Barbara E. Mundi called "Mapping the World for the Spanish Kings: The 16th Century Project of the Relaciones Geográficas." Mm-hmm. And that's at 6 p.m. Tuesday, October 18th at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium. And some of the maps in this story in Pasatiempo today by Christian de Villela are amazing. I mean, one of these maps is like, it looks like a city map, but it's actually Jesus Christ is a map. It's very strange. You have to see it.
Yeah, you have to see it.
There's no charge for this. And that, again, is at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, October the 18th at the New Mexico History Museum Auditorium.
New Mexico History Museum is doing lots of deeply awesome things.
They're doing lots of deeply awesome things. Here's my wish, though.
What?
Do deeply awesome things with the cafe upstairs. I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right.
Okay.
The ears of the public are open, including the administration of the New Mexico History Museum, which is also doing... a presentation called the Plazas of New Mexico on mm-hmm. Sunday, I believe, at 2 in the afternoon.
Yes.
And we had an interview on that. That book is deep. That book is so good.
It is deep. And there's a great story. So basically almost a photo essay by Paul Weideman in today's Pasatiempo on page 25. And what is that? That's the Plazas of New Mexico. That's on 2 p.m. Sunday, October 16th.
Right.
And it's by museum admission, but it's free to New Mexico residents on Sundays. So
yeah.
If you have a New Mexico ID and you're interested in the sort of history of the plaza,
it's
not our plaza necessarily, but plazas in general.
Yeah, well, our plaza included, and I'm sure because they're doing it in Santa Fe, they'll focus to some extent on Santa Fe on Sunday in the photographs they show. But there's new photographs by Miguel Gandert and historic photographs, and there's a kind of way that they blend into each other, and you feel like you're... Whoa. You feel like you're just part of this long, millennia-long history that is New Mexico. Because, of course, the Pueblo Indians had plazas, too,
yeah.
of their own kind.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, October 17th at Collected Works Bookstore, Lisa Tucker's The Winters in Bloom Tucker examines the joys and challenges of modern parenthood. It's a tale of a child's kidnapping that makes two parents examine their obsessive worrying behavior. And then Thursday, on the 20th of October at 6 o'clock, Muse Times 2 Poetry Series presents Michael Dickman and Layli Long Soldier. Michael Dickman presents an uncompromising vision of joy and devastating loss in Flies, his second collection, and Layli Long Soldier is Noglala Lakota. Her family is from Pine Ridge, South Dakota, and northwestern Idaho, and she has a book called Chromosomori.
Chromosomori.
Yeah. I'm saying that right. Collected Works Bookstore is at Water Street and Galisteo, and it's a terrific place.
It is. I go there sometimes on my lunch break, and I end up being there way too long.
Ah, working downtown is nice.
Yeah. Well, it is, except I don't get any work done if I go there because I'm, you know, too involved in the books. Here's something cool, and this is actually tonight at, where is this? Oh, this is at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe over there in the rail yard. And Joe West and his longtime band, the Santa Fe Review, and the Barrel Cactus String Quartet are going to present a family-friendly evening of music and dancing. And, you know, Joe is kind of, for this show, he's sort of inspired by traveling Wild West shows and carnivals.
Yeah.
But he's also inspired by, and I think that he's kind of one of these people, too, whether he's singing about North Dakota, I believe it's North Dakota where he's from, or sort of Santa Fe, where he has this ability to interpret his own place through his music, whether it be this weird arts community that we live in that's very strange, but also very prolific. So anyway, he's got all these people that he's gathering together, and there's going to be kids singing, there's going to be costumes, please dress up. And it's they're
please dress up.
Yes, please dress up. Well, they're gonna dress up.
I mean, like costume.
Well, yeah, it's
Halloween.
It's
dress
getting
up
close to how you want to test drive your Halloween costume before you go out. I mean, don't you?
I went as a zombie last year.
You went as now. How'd that turn out?
I ran into a friend of mine who was so disgusted that he wouldn't talk to me. I guess it worked out pretty well.
You know, I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be trying to dress like Steve Jobs this year. Like, they're just going to get a black turtleneck. You know, they used to used to put on a black turtleneck and say, oh, I'm a Calvin Klein ad. And now they have another excuse to be lazy. They're just going to shave their head and get a pair of glasses and go as Steve Jobs. So at least be creative. Put a sock in your mouth and tell people you're a puppy. You know?
And shake it around.
Shake your head around. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's a good idea.
And don't pee on the carpet. Okay, so anyway, there are tickets for this
because
available.
Otherwise somebody will spank you.
Yes. Oh, dear. Oh, my. Tickets for the Joe West Show, which is tonight at 8 p.m. Friday, October 14th at the El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe, are available at the Lensic Box Office, 988-1234.
And today is the birth date of the American poet E.E. Cummings. Next year is the 50th anniversary of his death. Two local artists, Miles Merritt and Gail Kempler, have made a wall calendar featuring his poem, I Am a Little Church, and it's got churches from all around the world, including four New Mexico churches. And so this is basically a 2012 calendar, but E.E. Cummings, and since today's it was his birthday, we're telling you about it. And you can get the calendar at our local bookstores.
Sweet.
And I think on Amazon, too.
Hey, if you're ready for a road trip, the 24th annual Galisteo Studio Tour is this weekend from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. And let's see, more than 30 artists are going to be opening their home studios to the public. It's sort of a compact tour, and most stops are within walking distance of one another, so you're not going to be wasting a lot of gas schlepping from studio to studio. It's about 20 minutes drive north on Interstate 25. If you want more information, you can go to, you can call 466-2121. But if you just go out to Galisteo from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday and just start looking for signs. Or you could go to GalisteoStudioTour.com and get a list of artists and a map and see examples of the work. And, of course, this is a self-guided tour, so, you know, bring your map.
There won't be somebody saying, now on your right.
That's right.
Notice.
Right. There's no Garmin for the Galisteo Studio Tour.
The puppy statue. with the metal sock in its mouth. Juan Gonzalez, co-host of Democracy Now!, is going to be here in Santa Fe on Tuesday, the 25th of October at the Armory for the Arts. There will be a talk and a book signing. I will be introducing Juan Gonzalez. It's, at the Armory for the Arts at 7:30, and he has written this amazing book, and I'm going to be airing an interview about that the day before, called News for All the People, The Epic Story of Race and the American Media. And this book, I swear to everybody should read it, because it's kind of like a people's history of the media. So it has all of these Native American, Indian, Black, Latino publishers, authors, writers, newspaper founders, and things like that who nobody's ever heard of. And it's all there, and the way that race was depicted in the media, and it's kind of like a history of the United States through the lens of the media. It's so well written. It's riveting. And so Juan Gonzalez is going to be talking about that, and it's a KSFR event. So
cool.
Put that on your calendar, Tuesday the 25th of October.
October 25. Mark your calendars. What else? Oh, it's the beginning on Saturday the 15th of the Santa Fe Public Schools Music Fest. And these guys are going to be going all over the place. They're going to be on the plaza on Saturday at 10 from 10 a.m. to noon. Tons of performances. If you go to sfpmusicfest.org, you can get more info. This event sort of runs through October 30th at various locations.
And just quickly, today through Sunday, the Santa Fe Community College is doing the Carbon Economy Series on soil. Living soil is where it's at. Lots of people are talking about healthy soil and soil biology and all kinds of things. You can go for more information to carboneconomyseries.com. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. I'm sorry we didn't get to. There's so many announcements this week.
I know. Go see October, the movie.
Oh, okay. Fiesta Fela, Celebration of African Culture in Santa Fe. That's tomorrow from 10:30 to 5:30 at El Museo. Did you say that one already?
Which?
Fela, African Cultural
Explorer.
That's at El Museo Cultural. So much more. And check out the Posse Tiempo. Rob DeWalt is with the Posse Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine, the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name's Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. And I've been putting, I've been taking pictures of people who come into the cafe, and I've been putting them up on the website. It's taken me years to figure out that I can put pictures of people on my website, and besides just the audio. So if you want to see who you've been listening to, check out santafe.radiocafe.org. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Lots of Facebooking these days. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. Bye.
Bye.